Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. I'm Lauren Leibowitz. It's Thursday, February 27th, and once again, we're coming to you live from Los Angeles, as I do every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. This time, however, our shoes have strayed to a different location, which we will keep secret until the second half hour of our show when we do our serious reservations segment. All I can say is think Italian. Think Italian as you will be whisked away to a very special locale during our segment serious reservations, and you won't want to miss this exciting adventure. But you know what, to be honest with you, I'm having minor technical difficulties, and at this point in time, I cannot connect to our lovely guest, who is probably going, where is she? Where is she? Lauren Leibowitz, where is she? But let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. She is Ariane Alexander. She's hilarious, captivating, and a six-foot-tall blonde bombshell. And she's the creator of a new musical sensation, Big Blonde and Beautiful, Ariane Alexander. Maybe I can get my tech support people over here, Domenico, tech support. Yeah, but that could be Ariane calling right now. So let's check and see if Ariane's on the line. This is Lauren. Yes, Ariane, I'm having technical difficulties. We are actually live on the air as I'm talking to you. I'm talking to thousands of people. Hello, and I already told them how big, blonde, beautiful, and hilarious you are. But I'm having my lovely friend help me, our tech guy, Domenico, who we'll be speaking to in our second half hour, restaurateur, charming Italian man. He got me onto the website. So hold on one second. Are you there, Ariane? Okay, I have all the lovely people here listening, and I'm just going to get you online here. Just bear with me a moment. But let me just finish telling our listeners how fabulous you are. You're just like you're just a fabulous person, period. Because you know how to act at the split lick of anything, and we're going to get to you know what happens to the day that you can just call somebody up on the phone. And get them online and talk. So, what's that?
That is so 2009.
But I so miss those days. I want to go back to 2009 when it's just so. It looks like the TV. We recently got a HD TV, and where you had to get up and change the channel. It's so beautiful. Now I kind of want to have that in my own life. But this will be very, very interesting, and just bear with me. Technology will be coming to us very shortly, but let me just tell our listeners, because I'm getting a thumbs up from my fabulous technical support over here, you have a new show that you created called Big Blonde and Beautiful. That you have written and you're singing about, and you know what? Before we continue, I am on the website, and I'm going to hook you up so our listeners can listen to you in person, and we're going to go on in just a few minutes. And this is you've never done this before, have you?
No.
Okay.
Number.
Oh, okay. Why don't you disconnect and call into the 347 number, and then I'm going to hook you up.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk to you in a minute.
I'm already on the 347 number, too.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. No, you're going to be on air in a moment.
Okay.
Are you there?
Am I here?
Ah, you're in my ear. You're beautiful.
Is that it?
You're in my ear. You are.
All right.
Okay. So,
we're good to go.
Let's do this properly, as we say in Hollywood. Take two. ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm and loving welcome to the beautiful and lovely, funny Arian Alexander.
Well, thank you, darling. What a lovely introduction.
Thank you for being so patient. I appreciate
it.
Oh,
sure. Oh, sure. I understand technical difficulties.
Oh, but you know what they say about technical difficulties? It's always the end user.
Exactly.
And that's me.
Well, we'll just pretend like it's not today. But I'm glad. I'm just glad to be here. I'm glad I'm on now.
You are on live and in person. So you were so fascinating. I was just reading all the information, your bio, and let's talk about how you got to. I mean, you were born beautiful. So, but how did you get to the place you are today, as far as the theatrical show and the theme of your show?
You know, it's a really cool story, because I'm actually, my background, I was in the fashion business for many years as an executive in the fashion business for an amazing company for many years. And I just knew in my heart that wasn't what I was here to do. It got to a point where it just didn't fill me, and it was a job, not something I really enjoyed so much doing. And I went to a graduate program here in Los Angeles at the University of Santa Monica, and I have a master's in spiritual psychology. And going through that program, it's a basic psychology program, and it's a lot of personal development as well. And after going through that 2 years master's program, I really got authentic with myself and decided it was more important for me to follow my heart and live in my creative expression than just do something for a paycheck. And after I graduated with my master's degree, I made the choice to walk away from my career. And it was the hardest decision I've ever made. I mean, it took me probably 3 years to get to that point to finally have the courage to leave my job, because it's a career that I had.
Well, this is a very interesting comment, because that's kind of the basis of how to be comfortable in your own shoes. And you made a very courageous step, and I think a lot of us are hesitant to take any kind of step. And you made a life-changing step. So can you kind of share with us what exactly were you thinking and feeling during that period?
Yeah, I was thinking and feeling that basically it's like this. For many years, I'd valued a sense of security, a perception of security, and a perception of money, and that being more important to me than anything. So I put that before any of my own personal happiness and my own creative expression, which that worked very well for me for a long time. But then literally once the scale shifted and I realized that, like, I have all this creative expression, this creativity inside of me, and the side of me that just had such a stronger pull to do something different in the world, literally once the minute the scale shifted and I decided to value my own personal happiness and my own personal expression more, that's when I decided to leave my job. So the steps it took, it first of all took tons of courage. Like me, like, being super scared.
But what was the shift? What happened in your life that created that shift?
It was literally that shift of, like, I can't work just for a paycheck anymore. Like, it just was like, it's too painful to work just for a paycheck and not be happy and fulfilled in what I'm doing any longer. And so I just had to, it was so painful. Like, I feel like people shift in either two ways. We either go towards pleasure or we move away from pain. And basically, I was moving away from pain. It was too painful to just work for a paycheck. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I have to do something else.
But here's a question that I think a lot of people might ask, or I do. Mm-hmm. Why? What made you ignore your feelings for passion initially? Why didn't you go with it
for so long?
Yeah,
you know, I think it's just the way I was raised. I mean, and I feel like so much of our society is raised to do the right thing and do the thing that is safe and secure. And I feel like when I went to college, it was like, oh, you're smart, you should be a doctor, or you should be a veterinarian, or you should be a lawyer. Like, I'm a smart girl, so that's what I should do. So I literally followed that line. What people told me, I believed it, because I was like, oh, okay, well, this is what I do. And instead of doing things that I really enjoyed doing. And so it took me a long time, many years, to unwind out of that kind of societal way of being. Because I like when I meet people today that have lived in their full like creative expression, and that's what they do. Like, let's call it someone who you know, paints houses when they're kids and grows up, and they're like, oh, I always wanted to know I was an architect, and now they're an architect. I'm like, wow, like that's really amazing that you were like encouraged to follow that line. And I didn't necessarily experience that. And so now it took me a long time to find out what I really like to do. I didn't know what I like to do.
There were many detractors in your life.
Yeah, yeah. And just being, you know, following a very safe route, like, oh, I go to college and I get a good job and I make money and that's great. And I advance in my company. And, you know, I followed a very safe, consistent route, and it worked very well for me. And, you know, it was a safe and consistent route, but I just didn't follow what really made me happy.
So would that be your advice for our listeners, is to follow what makes your heart sing?
You know, I am living proof of doing what you love, of finding that thing inside that creates joy within. And I feel so strongly that it's so different for every person. And I hear people say all the time, like, well, I don't know what I want to do. And I'm like, I get it, because I was there. I didn't have any idea this would be my career today. So I always tell people, it's just like, do something. Like, if you have the urge to, like, paint, you don't even need to take a painting class. Just, like, get some crayons or get some watercolors and just paint. Do something to start that creative expression flowing and be open to what is brought forward in that way. Does that make sense?
Well,
like,
it does. I think we all know what we want to do. It's just that it's so noisy in our heads, and
yes,
we listen to society that says the shoulds,
yes,
of life, you should do,
yes,
this, you should do that, or this is where you are in your life, whether you're in your 20s and 30s. You're 30, if you're 30-something, well, you can't do that now. You're too old,
right.
Or everybody is so intent on having you fail, because,
yeah,
what I feel is that they haven't maybe achieved their own successes, so why should you succeed?
Mm-hmm.
And it's about just listening, being quiet and hearing, because I think the answers are always within us. It's just noisy to hear them.
They're always within us, and the key to knowing, like, what your heart truly calls you to do is to what we did as kids, because that's when we were in that pure innocent state of just, like, doing what we loved. So it's,
bingo,
like, whatever we were doing as kids is literally what we love to do, whether it's, you know, climbing trees. Well, that's something with nature and something outside. I played dress up all the time. That's all I did, was play with Barbies and play dress up and put on plays and, like, so you know, like, that. That's what I do now.
You went into the fashion part. You did that. You went into the fashion,
yeah,
part.
Totally.
And now,
yeah,
you're that's so beautiful, because I can hear the passion and the enthusiasm in your voice when you talk about it, and it's so wonderful to hear that you got it for yourself. Some people, I guess,
yeah,
might go through their entire life and not get it, constantly wondering and not being,
yeah,
able to fulfill that,
yeah,
that longing to do something,
yeah,
that really is important to them.
It's very true, and I always think that, like, if people listen to that longing and follow that longing, then things will shift. And it's not for everyone, you know, because there is a safe way to live, and that's fine. Like, that works for a lot of people. And so, but the people that really have that longing to create and do and something different, it's like, that's, you know, it's like, yeah, listen to that voice and follow that voice and trust that voice. That's the biggest thing. Trust that voice.
I think, you know, trust is key. And sometimes you just I guess it depends where you are in your life too. Sometimes you just say,
yeah,
I'm here to enjoy the ride, because the ride is short. You never know.
Yep.
Each day is a blessing. It sounds maudlin to say, but it's true. All these are gifts. So, and there are opportunities every day. So it's,
yeah,
about taking all these gifts and making them work for you.
Yeah.
So how did you come up with Big Blonde and Beautiful, as I mentioned in the, I don't, you didn't hear it, but
I did hear it.
Production. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I told them that you're this 6 foot tall beauty. So
thank you.
How did you come up with the name? Well, you're welcome. How did you come up with the name for your show?
You know, when we were first in the stages of the show, one of the songs that I chose to sing was Big Blonde and Beautiful. it's a song called Big One of Beautiful, and it's from Hairspray, which it's not a woman that looks like me that sings the song in the show. It's a completely different character type than what I am. So it's really funny that I chose to sing that song, but I loved it because it totally speaks to me. And so then when we were choosing a name for the show, it was like we were throwing around some options, and I was like, Big Blonde and Beautiful. I love that. I'm like, why is my show not that? And some people were like, well, that's pretty bold. That's kind of like saying that's a bold statement. And I was like, well, I'm doing this show. That's my show. I mean, it was kind of like, I'm already going out on a limb. Why not just go fully out on a limb, you know? and it's
why not
becomes,
push the envelope?
Right. And it's so fun now. I'm so grateful that I chose that for my show, and that's, you know, kind of what I'm known as, because it's not only so catchy, but it just is fun, and it's sassy, and it's sexy, and I just love it, you know, and it is part of who I am, you know?
Well, it is, because, I mean, we've been friends for a while, and having seen you in person, that's your tagline. You are big,
yeah.
Blonde, and beautiful.
Yeah.
And big, not necessarily, you know, big, that word means many different things.
Big
heart, big personality, big and enjoying life, not necessarily having to do with a stereotype of size.
Yeah. And interesting you say that, because how I lead into the song in my show is speaking about my experiences of, like, the first time I wore a bikini in public. Because literally that word, big, is like one of those words that when I hear people be like, oh, you're a big girl, I cringe. I'm like, ugh, like, because I've always wanted to be the skinny girl or the thin girl, and I'm not that, and I haven't necessarily been that. I've just always been really tall and, like, athletic looking and regular size and whatever. And so that is, it's the whole body image, like, being big is how I lead into the song, and it's one of the themes of the show, is, like, self-acceptance of my size, of me being like, okay, I am big in size, in presence, in hair, in makeup, in, you know, everything, you know, smile and laughter and all of it, and, like, really being okay with that.
Absolutely. So tell me, when was your first experience? It was in the reality show. Was it your More to Love?
Yeah, well, when I was on, yeah, that was one of the times that I speak of now is I didn't actually ever wear a bikini until about 3 years ago, because I was just, I never thought, because that's the thing, I've been 5'10 ever since I was like 13, and I just always felt like I was a big girl and I shouldn't wear a swimsuit in public, and of course not a bikini. And I didn't do it. I didn't wear a bikini in public, and I live right by the beach in Santa Monica. And I was like, no, I can't do it. Da da da. People, I'm fat. All that. And I finally wore a bikini about three years ago. And then when I went on that reality show last fall, the More to Love, our first date with the Bachelor Luke was a pool party. So I was like, oh my gosh, I am going to be on national television in a bikini. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, how did this happen? And it was horrifying.
I wish for a double at that time, substituting for Ariane.
Oh my God, totally. I was like, how can I, like, hide myself and not get filmed? And yeah, I mean, it's one thing to be in a bikini, like, hanging out with my friends, but another, knowing that I'm going to be on film that is probably going to be on Fox TV. And so it was horrifying. And I cried and I freaked out and was like, oh my God, this could possibly be the worst moment of my life. And then literally, Lauren, at some point, like, something inside of me just said, you know what? Get over yourself. Like, this is my opportunity to quit missing out on my life and just start living it. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to wear a bikini.
You're also representing women, like yourself, who are big in the sense of they're tall, they're if you want to use big boned or whatever it is, they're larger,
curvy, voluptuous.
Curvy.
Yeah.
You know, the Marilyn Monroes, all those people that were told that they're too heavy, by whose standards, you know?
Right.
So it's wonderful that everyone, you're a role model to. I know a lot of people who are in similar shoes, and
Thank you. One
person can do it, it's much easier for someone else to go out and do it.
Yeah, thank you. I feel that. And it's, because I'm literally like, if I can do it, you can do it. Because believe me, I've lived, you know, plenty of years avoiding the pools and avoiding the lake and avoiding the beach. And now I'm like, oh, well, this is my body. Like, of course I'm not like 100% comfortable strutting around in my bathing suit, but I'm like, I go. I don't not go because I have to wear a swimsuit somewhere, you know?
But isn't that wonderful that you decided to change how you were going to deal with your life? Because
yes.
Now that you get to experience all these things by
yes.
feeling so insecure about ourselves, we miss out on so many wonderful opportunities because we look at the world from what will Lauren think? What will Arian
yep.
think of me if I do X, Y, and Z? And then you never get to experience life. You just really have
yep.
to be comfortable in your own skin, as I think I quoted you. But you have a wonderful quote, if I'm going to quote you, that you say,
okay.
I don't have to love myself any more or less depending on my pant size.
Oh, yeah.
That is so great.
I said that? That's brilliant.
Said?
I do. I like hearing that said back to me because I do remember saying that in that moment, and it's so true. And it's a fascinating experience of. Yeah, I think about this a lot. Like, let's call it our ideals that are on the magazine covers, and I use Jennifer Aniston as an example. Like, if the last few years she's kind of been the ideal of like beauty and weight, and her body's so toned, and I was like. And, like, I've completely, like, held myself, like, oh, well, I don't look like Jennifer Aniston, and she looks pretty good, so therefore I must not be as good. And it's, like, it's finally clicking in of, like, that's just the ideal because someone said that was ideal, but how can I accept myself as the ideal? Like, how can I be, like, oh, wait, like, Arian Alexander, now that's the ideal. Because that's the ideal for me because it's the body I'm in. So
well, you're good at being – my feeling is – you're good at being you. You're the only one that can be you. You do
yeah.
it so well. So why would you want to be somebody else?
Right.
Oh, my
right.
God. People get a line. People are just dying to talk to you. I can.
All right. You. How exciting.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. It's
very true.
The pant size thing is funny because, I mean, I know so many women, and I've been in the situation many times that, like, I have a bad day if my fat pants don't fit anymore, you know? And like, I have a couple sizes, and I know that, you know, like, oh, well, I'm in a size whatever today. And it's like, I hear my friends say it and I hear myself say it. And I'm like, oh, we're all nutty. Cause it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. We all are like amazing, beautiful creatures. And you know, your body is different than mine. And every single woman on this planet has a beautiful, unique body and experience that's all her own. And I just want to enjoy that more for myself and allow and get, you know, help others enjoy that too.
Well, it's contagious because if you feel that wonderful about yourself,
mm-hmm.
other people in your company can't help but feel the same way.
Mm,
and people
right.
want to say, well, what's Arian? What's so different about it? Did you lose weight? Did you change your hair color? What is it? What's different about you? And you don't maybe want to say out loud, but in your mind you're saying, I love me.
Yeah, yeah.
and not in the ego way, but you just
right.
love, you're in love with yourself. You love
yeah.
all that is you because it's you. And
mm-hmm.
whatever challenges we all face, it, because of who we are, we get through them. And I guess
yep.
that's, I'm just a, there's just a little bug up my tush that people are just so hesitant to take a step forward because of fear, first of all, and then I don't know what else. Fear is the biggest relative that we all share. We all have that relative in common, and it's hard for people to move through that. And so
mm-hmm.
you have a perfect
mm-hmm.
experience of what you did, how brave and courageous you were to come to understand that you are not happy in the fashion industry and want to do something for yourself. So
mm-hmm.
a tiny little step is really
oh.
all that one takes.
Yeah, and I continue. I mean, that fear, I totally understand that fear. And that's the thing is, like, I feel like people wait. Like, here's what I think. The perception is that, like, the fear is going to go, oh, I'll do that when I'm not scared to do it anymore. But it doesn't work that way. Like, the fear, like, I have fear literally every single day, every audition I go to, every phone call I have to make to a producer or casting director or agent or whomever, every, you know, whatever it is. Like, I have fear all the time. The difference between me and maybe other people who don't move forward is I just am like, the fear's there. okay, so I'm scared, but I'm still going to do it. It's not going to stop me. And I, this quote, I hear this person's voice in my head all the time, is he says, the fear is always going to be there. Just walk through the fear anyway. And that's literally how I live.
That's very true. It's fear, and that, for me, that comes fear. There's also sometimes anxiety that you experience,
mm-hmm.
a nervousness.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
not all of that is negative. Sometimes
no.
it's good to have that performance anxiety before you do a show. I'm sure you have.
Oh, yeah.
And it's about, you've rehearsed the song, you know the blocking, you know everything about the song, but it's just you're anxious, you're excited, whatever that is for you. And it's about honing that nervousness, that fear, into a positive place so that you can use it for a bigger purpose.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
No, I can't believe, you'll have to come back on the show because we're almost running out of time. And
oh, my gosh, wow.
I know, oh, my God, and I want to, please, because you're so bold and beautiful.
It's so fun.
You are so much fun. We
no, you are, too.
But please give out some contact information to our listeners. So
oh, yeah.
I'm sure we're going to get a lot of people.
Yeah,
and you're more than welcome to hang on with us and do our tour of the Serious Reservation segment of our show. You're more than welcome to join myself and Domenico Frasco, who is the owner of Domenico Ristorante in Silver Lake. We're going to do a little food tasting and talk about his restaurant. So you're more than welcome to join us
wow.
if you would like.
Yes.
Tell our listeners how they can contact you.
Okay, perfect. Yes, and I so love to connect with people, so please email me and Facebook me, and I'll give you my information. Facebook's, you know, the easiest, and it's just facebook.com/ Arian Alexander, and so that's easy, and it's Arianne Alexander, Alexander. So join me there. And then my direct email is Arianne, Arianne, at ArianneAlexander.com.
Beautiful,
simple
beautiful.
As that.
And where are you performing Big Bo, Blonde and Beautiful next?
Big Blonde and Beautiful next showing will be in Vegas this summer. So that is super exciting. And yeah, so we're moving forward on a Vegas show, which would be great. And I'm not sure when we're doing LA next, but probably in the fall in LA.
Oh,
and I'm also
good.
I'm shooting a movie in like 2 weeks, independent film here in LA. So that'll be awesome too. It's called Troublemaker.
Okay. Ooh, Troublemaker.
Troublemaker.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, I apologize once more for our initial glitch, but you are
a
trooper.
It's fine.
So,
yes, it's fine.
Thank you so much, and I'm going to definitely have you back on the show because you're just delightful. You're just
thank
so
you,
lovely.
Lauren. Thank you, Lauren. It's a joy to be with you.
Oh well, thank you, thank you. And if you'd like to hold on, like I said, I'm going to introduce Domenico Frasca. Are you familiar with Silver Lake?
Yes, I love Silver Lake. It's the coolest place in LA, isn't
okay.
it?
Well,
yeah.
Welcome, Arian, and our listeners, welcome to the Serious Reservation segment of How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. And I have the great fortune of dining at Domenico Ristorante here in Silver Lake. And it's located on Silver Lake Boulevard at 1637 Silver Lake Boulevard. And Domenico and I are about to enjoy a lovely Italian lunch, and I'd like to welcome Domenico Frasca. Hi, Domenico.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me to your restaurant. It's beautiful. I feel I want to speak Italian, but I can't. Okay, well, see, I go to Spanish, and that doesn't really work, but I'm so fortunate that I know an Italian, which is you. It's you. So let us tell our listeners, because we are about to enjoy some beautiful items from your lunch menu. You are open for lunch and dinner. Your lunch hours are 11 to 3 and dinner 5:30 to 10 every day. So there's no excuse, my friends. Monday through Sunday, well, you should not stop in at Domenico Ristorante. There's no excuse. Plus, here's a little jewel. There's a beautiful server by the name of Jose. He's single, ladies, and he's very charming. I'm just putting it out there. He's very charming. So you can have a charming server and delicious food, which we are about to enjoy. So, Domenico, tell us what we're going to have first.
Okay, well, first we're going to have a very nice insalata di gamberi, the green salad with white cream, some little lentils, lemon, and olive oil.
Ooh, ooh. So, bon appetito. I'm just going to dig in. Ooh, look at these baby shrimp and yummy. With lentil and what kind of a dressing?
Green salad and the
olive oil
lemon dressing.
Here I go. Oh my goodness. Am I umming too much? That is.
No.
Oh my.
It's fine. But yeah, it's a very nice light salad.
It is very light. It's delicious.
With the rock shrimp. No,
rock. I have to have another bite of this. This is absolutely fabulous. And I think because of my umming, it brought people into the restaurant. But that's okay, Domenico. I'm going to continue eating. Oh.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, my. So how long have you been here in Silver Lake?
Yeah, when I was 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
We opened last year in May 2009. And, we took this place. It was from this place from A to Z. And came up with the restaurant. Nice little place. At night time, it's very romantic. You know, people love the food. I mean, we're very traditional and very real with the food. So we look everything over here, like the stove we look over here. We make our own bread as well.
Oh, and that olive oil.
Yeah.
Please tell me about that olive oil that's to die for. You cannot say it on the air because that is a secret. Folks, you're just going to have to come down to Domenico's and taste that olive oil. It is to die for. Can I say orgasmic? I did. I said orgasmic. I said it on the air. Can you believe it? I said it. Oh, with the homemade bread and your little dip, but as an amuse-bouche. What would you call that in Italian?
The little arancini. The little white with the
cheddar cheese. And served so elegantly in a little martini glass.
The idea was to put this little martini glass. But I love it. But actually, a lot of people love olive oil, and they're crazy. And I try to buy the olive oil.
You say no. I just got a thought. Maybe, you know, after the lunch, you can bathe in it. But what I usually do is I just take a little dab and put it behind my ears. Oh, it's truly the best. And you know, this is what makes Italian cooking in one restaurant like yours different from someone else's. It's the quality of ingredients. And I know I can just tell by the salad that it's high quality ingredients, and it's so delicious. I close my eyes, I'm in Italy. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm treating my guests exactly like if I was going to make the pastina. Everything, you know, it's organic. I mean, quality is important. That's the current day. You know, if you go out and things like that, you want to help what you pay.
Exactly. And your lunch menu is the price range is wonderful. For one person for lunch, what would you say the cost for a lunch would be?
Maximum $14-$15.
Beautiful. And
I think this lunch menu is focused on salad, focaccia panini, and pasta. And I wanted to do something, you know, people at lunchtime don't have too much time to break during the lunchtime. They have to go back in the office, they have to work. And I wanted something, you know, like more school, that you know, the menu is more elaborate because they have also Google, they have rabbit,
and that bowl, that tagliatelle, the bolognese.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
Madonna, that's so good.
The one bowl was really that's the one. So the lunch, that's what I want to do with the lunch, something lighter, you know what I mean? And it's true, we have a good price. You know, we have a $65. We have a salad starting at $8, the more expensive with salmon or the gamberry, what we have in is $13. And we have a nice time, which I said between $10 and $13. So, yeah, it's true. That's what it is.
I can see that Yes, I can see we have a customer, but let me, I'm going to go sample. You brought me a panini, and while you handle the customers, oh, my God, they are lining up. Hello, everyone. Hi. Welcome. This is great. This is great coming live from Domenico's. I'm going to have a panini with chicken breast, goat cheese, avocado, and caramelized onion. Oh, God. Okay, so let's have a little bite. I'm going to here comes another wow. Wow. It's crisp, but jelly, caramelized onions add this delicious, sweet texture with the goat cheese and the chicken. It's absolutely delicious, and it's accompanied by a mixed green salad with a light vinaigrette.
You see, that's not an amazing sandwich, Lauren?
I
don't want to talk about other place sandwich because we are air. But, you know, look at this. Sandwich like that is like $14. You have chicken breast, and everything is made here.
But that's my key. It's homemade. It's not wrapped in foil or saran wrap that's been preserved that was made 2 days ago. And your decor, it's beautiful. It's clean, beautiful white decor with a crystal modern chandelier. It's just so casual elegance here, and it's a lovely place to come for a business lunch or with friends and have a very simple meal.
That's the goal for the lunch, yeah.
Oh, wow, this is, you know what, I think this is, and Domenico also has some wonderful wine selection, and we're going to be having drinking in the afternoon because it is cocktail hour somewhere in the world, isn't it? And we're going to enjoy, what are we going to have today, a little red or white? How about we do a glass of the,
Sangiovese. Yes,
we're going to go. We're going to Tuscany, ladies and gentlemen. So close your eyes and picture a very warm, sun-drenched summer's day in the hills of Tuscany. And this is where we are dining today. This is just such a lovely experience that I wish you all could be with me here today with Domenico. And I hope you do come by and visit Domenico. While Domenico is preparing. Yes, I was just about to say that. It's Domenico Ristorante, and Domenico is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-O, Ristorante, R-I-S-T-O-R-A-N-T-E, SilverLake.com. So that's Domenico Ristorante, SilverLake.com is the web address. And also today, starting at dinner tonight at 5:30, Domenico is participating in a project called Go Eat, Go Drink, Go Out. And it's a program. It's two Southern California-based charities that AIDS for AIDS and the SARA project.
Yeah, it's a project in Pasadena. So this is the several questions all around the country.
That's great. And so a portion of the bill that when people come in goes to help these to charity. And I think that's wonderful. In a time of need, we all, even though these are challenging times economically, but if you can help where you can, that's wonderful. So that is going on tonight. So please stop by and have something delicious here at Domenico. So salute, as we say in Italian, to
salute.
Wow. Mmm. As for my. I'm way past that 21, but I'm young at heart. That's probably what you talk about. So this sandwich is so delicious, and the enchilada, the shrimp salad, and now gambari, and now the pasta.
Gambari. And now we have a spaghetti with Italian sausage, pizzelle, green peas, a little pepperoncino, olive oil. Very simple.
Ooh.
Very good.
And this is homemade pasta here?
No, not this one, not the spaghetti. But it's a light pasta as well. With,
look at, you know, I'm you often wonder, you probably as a kid you wondered why your mother made you twirl spaghetti with a spoon, because it's practice to learn how to eat this pasta. Here it goes. That is, that I, you know what, people are going to say, Lauren, what were you doing? I was umming the entire time. That is so nice and light. And I think people feel that sometimes a pasta dish is heavy. This is so nice and light with the Italian sausage and the peas. Just add a lovely consistency and texture to the pasta, and it's delicious. And pasta is pretty much an Italian staple, meaning most Italians have that in their diet on a daily basis or every meal.
I mean, it's always what you're mixing with, you know, because some people sometimes do very heavy tomato sauce and stuff like that. So that's also, you know, it's not really the pasta, it's fast.
So how would you, is your cuisine more northern Italian cooking?
No, I think it's tough enough, north and south. I mean, my parents origin from the south, so we have more like south items, pasta dishes. But, you know, it's tough enough. I mean, we have even the pasta, we have a good selection with homemade ricotta ravioli, homemade fettuccine with white mushroom. And we also are trying to be very seasonal, you know. So, for example, the menu in spring, summertime, we're going to change, and we're going to have more like summer plates, summer dishes, and the lovely, now we go back to the winter, we're going to have more like cooked food.
That sounds good. Let me see, Arian, are you still with us?
I'm still with you, and I'm thinking, I wish I was there.
Drooling?
I'm drooling. It's amazing.
Yeah, Domenico is wonderful. You'll have to come by. It's just it's a very tony, cozy restaurant here in Silver Lake. And for those people that aren't familiar with Silver Lake, it's kind of a hipster location. It's near the big Silver Lake. There's a big body of water that you can pretend it's the Mediterranean. So, right? And you're an actress, Arian. Pretending. But I'm telling you, you'll have to come and try meet Domenico, because he's just a charming, affable, warm host, and he is what makes the experience here so wonderful. It's because he's warm and gracious, and he makes the entire experience so just delicious. And I hope you'll come by. I mean, the shrimp salad. I know. Are you a big Italian lover?
I love pasta and I love cheese, so I'm good. And olive oil. So.
And olive oil. Maybe you can bathe in the olive oil too when you come.
Exactly. I'm just jealous about your ummings. I can imagine how yummy it is.
But isn't that the case for me? It's not only, it's the presentation. It's presented on a beautiful, just clean, white plate. But as far as the shrimp ensalada.
Gamberi.
I want to say it funky or whatever. But it's just so beautiful with the shrimp, with the pink and white colors, and the green of the lentil, and the mixed greens that have the radicchio with the purple color, and just a light olive oil and lemon dressing. It's so light, it's beautiful, and it's appealing to the eye. It's like
wow.
We say that. It is, isn't it? I mean, if you are a person that uses your senses, your sense of touch, feel, and taste, that if it looks good on the plate, it's already going to look good.
And the food, like you say in Italy, always needs to be prepared with heart. Yeah. But that's what we do here. We prepare our plate, our food with heart. I mean, appreciate that, and they really love it. I mean, I think just go on the internet and Google, and you know, I think the best preference is what the people, customers say about it.
Very true. You see, when you do your show in downtown LA at the Music Center, then people can come to Domenico's prior to your show.
Perfect. It's a done deal.
I'm putting it out there because I think your show, you're at the Mark Taper Forum. It's intimate. It's nice and, you know, in the round. So you're going to be performing there. I already put it out there.
Okay, great. I love it.
Everybody,
I'm there.
Now, do you have any questions for Domenico?
Oh, my goodness. What's his favorite, what's his favorite dish to create?
Well, we do the, you know, we create this beef tortelloni. You know, so it's a little, so we cook the beef in the morning, we fill up our own homemade tortelloni and come with the butter sage and poppy seed. So I love that dish. You know, it's very colorful. Special when you eat, and you know, it's probably supposed to be also a little appetizing. And also the agnolotti with black truffle. So we create this agnolotti, is like a kind of ravioli with Peruvian potato. So it's a ravioli is probably Peruvian potato, and some also with black truffle. So really black truffle.
Wow, you piqued my interest with the poppy seed. I didn't know it was an aphrodisiac.
Yes, yes. You know, it's a kind of that's what it is.
It's so funny that I don't know, Erin, if you're familiar with, there's a Jewish holiday coming up in March. It's called Purim, and it's about Queen Esther and Haman in the original Bible. But Haman wore a three-cornered hat, and they make a dessert called humantashen, and there are several different types of humantashen, and they're filled with jams, prunes, but some are filled with poppy seeds. So now I know. Now what I know, and I'm
now you know why people like Purim so much.
I didn't know that. Who knew? It's an Italian to tell me that. You know, next time you're with a male friend, you want to have a romantic evening. It's the poppy seed. But I think the key word there is poppy. That's the key word, poppy.
Exactly.
So.
With Domenico, he had me with black truffle. That would pique my interest, black truffles. Oh, it would be amazing.
And, you know, if you like meat, fish, I mean, we do quail, stuffed with vinegar rice, black rice that we grow in the north of Italy. We have a nice ossobuco that I think, really, I mean, it's not because of my Russian, but I think it's one of the best ossobuco in town. With the tofan, with the Milanese, and we do that traditional brandy, we try. Also, we have a jumbo scallop with carola and the Parmesan cheese sauce, something that is different for fish. But we do everything with a little twist.
It is. It's a gem. It's a hidden gem that I believe more people need to know about it, only because it's just. It's wonderful, and not because I'm doing a review here. I think it's very rare to find a restaurant nowadays that has a beautiful ambiance, wonderful food, and the people who work at the restaurant really make you feel welcome. Don't you agree, Erin?
Oh, yes, it makes such a difference. It doesn't matter how good the food is. If the servers are not nice and the ambiance is not fun, it doesn't matter. So it sounds like... And he's got a sexy accent, so it makes it all great.
But he is sexy. That's why you have to meet him in person. He is sexy. Look at, I've got big, blonde, and beautiful, and I got sexy. What more can a girl want, huh?
You're covered on Thursday afternoon.
I'm getting down with my fine self. On the radio, meeting. I mean, you know what? This truly is what life is all about, taking these few moments, enjoying them, enjoy life, and I think Domenico understands that also. Be with people you want to be, enjoy your life, and the challenges that we all face, we deal with them differently. We'll instead of getting all worked up about them, we can come to them from a quieter place, and through that place you get answers, and that's what we all need, are answers to problems. So It's wonderful. It's wonderful, and I know I'm not going to gain any weight. So for dessert, how would we finish off this fabulous Italian meal?
Well, all our desserts are made here, except we buy from Italy. I mean, we're not importing from Italy.
Somebody else, you're importing from the person that imports?
Italy, it's true. Otherwise, all the desserts are here. So
okay. Now, Erin,
we have the traditional panna cotta. Panna cotta. So we serve this panna cotta with a lavender panna cotta we make with honey and pistachio dust.
Oh.
We do that traditional torta della nonna with the grandma recipe with cotta, orange, and pineapple. The traditional tiramisu. We also decide cold lemon souffle. And we have also warm apple tart and torta di mela.
That we cook in the oven, caramelize, and with a little fennel cream. Yes, you hear fennel cream. I come with a vanilla ice cream. It's very good because the fennel with the caramel and the apple match very well together. And we do also this traditional biscotti. We bake every day biscotti here. And we bake also this nice chocolate souffle that we make over here.
Ariana, what, I don't know about, and none of these desserts have any calories whatsoever.
You know what? When you're feeling good and enjoying it, it's all worth it.
Exactly.
It's all good.
I'll be there at 5 for the chocolate souffle.
Okay, well, we're eating in and a quiet table for two. Beautiful. It's a lovely way to start your weekend here at Domenico's on Tuesday night. That's beautiful. Well, you know, my grandmother always told me you have to end a meal with something sweet. You know, how can you not? I think it's very true.
Yeah, we have also a nice Moscato, a nice Vincent to finish, you know, the dinner. Everything Italian.
Everything Italian? You're a single lady, Erin, aren't you?
I'm a what?
You're single, aren't you?
Yes, I am single.
And how do you feel about Italian men?
I think Italian men are very sexy, very, you know, it's there's something about the Italian men. It's very nice. I think I need to come hang out at his restaurant.
I think so, because you can have everything here Italian. All the people here are Italian.
And they love women.
Well, that's a given. Of course they do. I mean, no matter what they say, it's a gesture. Hello, you know, they speak with their entire body.
Yes.
It's beautiful. I used to work with a man that is from Naples, and he would just speak with his entire body in this languid.
Ciao, come stai?
Yeah, ciao, come stai? It was all so romantic. It was beautiful. It was fabulous. Wow, you know what? This meal was delicious. It was a little glass of wine with friends, and having the lovely Arian Alexander join us on the other end. I'm sorry she's not partaking in the food, but I know that she'd be here. So let me just kind of review for our guests. We were speaking with Arian Alexander, creator and star of Big, Bold, and Beautiful musical show. She's fabulous. What can I say? She's just a lovely, curvaceous, hilarious, warm individual who has taken the steps to live her dream, and I wish that for everyone, that you have the courage to take the necessary steps to find the happiness you deserve. And Arian is one of those people that is in progress doing it, and that's beautiful. That's the way life should be. And you never know what happens along the way.
Right.
Yeah, and then I get to talk to Domenico Frasca. And Domenico, are you still involved with your management group?
Yes, I'm still involved with the management group, yes. You're right, I have like a few young actors and a couple of writers, it's true.
You're what you call an entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur, okay. Yeah, I'm still involved with the show business. Yeah, I mean, we have an independent movie, a feature movie that we try to put together, you know, it's finished. I mean, you know, the writing it's done, the script. So, a lot of actors reading right now, and we have a, you know, investors meeting and stuff. So I hope maybe this year we can pull out this movie out and make it.
I think this is a good year for everyone. I know, Erin, you said you're going to be in a movie.
Yes, I am.
And
I'm hoping there'll be some handsome Italian actors in it too.
Well, maybe Domenico can hook you up.
Exactly.
It's all about connection. It's all about networking and people who you know, who know people. What is the name of the film that you're going to be in?
I'm in a film called Troublemaker.
Oh, that's right, Troublemaker.
It's an independent feature film, yes.
And what is the film about?
The film is a coming-of-age story of a young girl, kind of in the vein of, like, Juno and those kind of coming-of-age stories of a girl who travels across the country trying to reconnect with her father. So it's funny, and it's poignant, and awesome. So it'll probably be out next year. We're filming it this spring, and then it'll be out next year for festival time.
Great.
Great. Well, yeah. Beautiful. Best of luck with that and all your future endeavors with Big Blonde and Beautiful. And
thank you.
Come to see us, right, at the restaurant, right?
Yes, I'm so coming to see you. I'm so glad to know about you, this hidden gem. And I don't venture to Silver Lake very often, but now I'm coming for sure.
Here's a reason. This is the perfect reason to come to Silver Lake. And since you mentioned that, I want to give out the address to this little Italian hideaway. Domenico Ristorante is located at 1637 Silver Lake Boulevard in Los Angeles. And the phone number here is 323-661-6166. And you can also take a look at Domenico's restaurant on his website, which is DomenicoRistorantesilverlake.com. And once again, it's open from lunch, 11 to 3, and dinner 5:30 to 10. And it's just a wonderful, it's a neighborhood place. It's just charming. It's so perfect for what ails right now with everything that's going on. And you'll just feel like you're in Italy, which happens to be one of my favorite places. But how can you?
Thank you.
How can you go wrong? You can't go wrong. That's my feeling. You just can't go wrong. The food is absolutely. How many shoes do we give this food? Let's create a rating. This is our restaurant. out of five shoes, right? That's the top.
The five shoes. Okay.
Everybody does.
I was
right?
lost with the shoes, but
we're
okay.
Well, it's how to be comfortable in your own shoes. This is our serious reservation segment. So out of five shoes, I give it six. It's really six. It's a very, very special place.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you.
My pleasure. And, well, thank you for having such a delicious...
I'm happy when their customers are happy. Our guests are happy. So you're happy?
Oh, God, it's a love fest. I love it. I love that. But that's true. When your belly is filled with homemade, delicious food with fabulous, fresh ingredients, you can't help but feel good. And it's a wonderful way to get back to work for a busy day, or come after work and enjoy a lovely dinner for two, for four, for six. And you also do wine tastings here, don't you?
Yeah, we'll start to do wine tasting once, twice a month, yes.
That's wonderful.
Wow.
That's
preparing everything. It's a lot of work.
but it's
fabulous.
But
yeah,
we love it, yes. We love it. And don't forget, ladies, Jose, it's here nightly, Jose the server. He's so charming. For all of you that love a cappuccino, this cappuccino stayed hot for 2 days while I was drinking it. Don't you, you might agree. Don't you, Eric? You go to these places, and they serve you a cappuccino. I don't know whether it's because it's the cup, the kind of dish they use. It doesn't stay cold, hot very long.
No.
This was just so delicious, and it was because of Jose and my lovely host, Domenico Frasca, for making this entire serious reservation segment. Very special. So,
thank you.
I didn't gain any weight. I had a couple of desserts. I had the panna cotta. Oh my God, that was it was so delicious. It just came out, so I'm going to enjoy that off air because everybody's going to get so jealous that they can't participate in the final course. So I think I'm going to have the panna cotta and to satisfy that little talk. In maybe a souffle di piacola. How do they do?
Si, benissimo. Benissimo.
Wow, I'm Italian. I love it. But once again, Erin, before we go, I just want to thank you so much for spending this time with me and also for joining me with Domenico. And I look forward to having you on the show again real soon to talk about
Joy.
Big Blonde and Beautiful and your new film and your star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Exactly.
And probably
you.
In the clothing line. Big Blonde, beautiful clothing
exactly.
line.
Exactly.
Who knows? Whatever your heart desires.
The sky's the limit.
And for you, Domenico, thank you so much for allowing me to come in with
you're
my
welcome,
dessert.
Lauren. Thank
a
you.
Delicious, truly delicious meal. You made me feel so comfortable as you always do. And bye-bye.
Ciao. Grazie.
Thanks, Lauren. Bye.
Bye.